وقل رب زدني علما.
والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. أما بعد, inshallah, this is the class from the book of purification, the book of بلوغ المرام, book of بلوغ المرام للحافظ ابن حجر. This is chapter 5, باب المسح على الخفين, wiping over the خفين. This is the chapter of wiping over the خفين, the two leather socks. عن المغيرة بن شعبة رضي الله عنه قال: كنت مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فتوضأ فأهويت لأنزع خفيه, فقال: دعهما فإني أدخلتهما طاهرتين, فمسح عليهما. متفق عليه. نارير المغيرة ابن شعبة, may Allah be pleased with him, who said, once I was in the company of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he then performed ablution, a wudu, and I reached down to take off his socks. He said, leave them, for I have put them, for I have put them on in a state of purification. He said, leave them, for I have put them on in a state of purification. So he wiped over them. Agree upon. وللأربعة عنه إلا النسائي أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم مسح أعلى الخف وأسفله, وفي إسناده ضعف. الأربعة except النسائي reported from المغيرة the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wiped over the upper part of the leather socks and the under part of it. There is a weakness in its chain of narrators. So this hadith is weak. The hadith narration mentioning that Prophet ﷺ wiped over both the upper part of the socks and the under part of it is weak. The authentic one that he ﷺ wiped over the upper part of the leather socks. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: لو كان الدين بالرأي لكان أسفل الخف أولى بالمسح من أعلاه, وقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح على ظاهر خفيه. أخرجه أبو داود بإسناد حسن. Narrated, may Allah be pleased with him. If the religion were based on opinion, it would be more fitting to wipe the underparts of the leather socks rather than the upper. However, I have seen Allah's Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam wipe over the upper parts of his leather socks, reported by Abu Dawud with isnad with a Hassan, good isnad, chain of narrators. This narration from Ali radiallahu anhu, he said, لو كان الدين بالرأي, if the religion were based on opinion, لكان أسفل الخف أولى بالمسح من أعلى. It would be more fitting to wipe the underparts of the leather socks rather than the upper. وقد رأيت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يمسح على ظاهر خفيه. However, I have seen Allah's Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم wiping over the upper parts of his leather socks, reported by Abu Dawud with authentic narration. وعن صفوان بن عسال رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا إذا كنا في سفر كان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يأمرنا إذا كنا سفرا ألا ننزع خفافنا ثلاثة أيام ولياليهن إلا من جنابة ولكن من غائط وبول والنوم. أخرجه النسائي والترمذي واللفظ له. وابن خزيمة وصححاه. نارير صفوان بن عسال. When we were on a journey, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to command us not to remove our leather socks, meaning for washing our feet in ablution, for 3 days and 3 nights, even if we had to answer the call of nature, urination or revocation, or slept. However, in case of janaba, ejaculation or sexual impurity, he commanded us to remove the leather socks in order to take a complete ghusl. Reported by An-Nasa'i and At-Tirmidhi. And the wording is At-Tirmidhi. He and Khuzaymah graded it sahih, authentic. So in this narration, when somebody, the traveler, doesn't have to remove his socks simply because he break his wudu by using the bathroom or sleeping. Rather, he does that, he must remove it only when he's in a state of janaba. When he is in a state of janaba, ejaculation or sexual impurity, that's when he must take the socks off in order to take a ghusl. But for wudu purpose, no, he keep it. As long as it doesn't pass 3 days, 3 nights when he's traveling, and day and night when he's resident. وعن علي رضي الله تعالى عنه قال جعل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم 3 أيام ولياليهن للمسافر ويوما وليلة للمقيم يعني في المسح على الخفين أخرجه مسلم. ناري علي رضي الله عنه, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم fixed the period of wiping over the leather socks for 3 days and nights for a traveler and 1 day and a night for the resident person. وعن ثوبان رضي الله تعالى عنه قال بعث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم سرية فأمرهم أن يمسحوا على العصائب يعني العمائم والتساخين يعني الخفاف رواه أحمد وابو داود وصححه الحاكم. نارير ثوبان, Allah's messenger وسلم sent out a saria, a small group of soldiers, on a military expedition and commanded them to wipe over the turbans, the imama, and leather socks. Reported by Ahmad and Abu Dawood, and al-Hakim graded it sahih, authentic. وعن عمر رضي الله تعالى عنه موقوفا وأنس مرفوعا إذا توضأ أحدكم ولبس خفيه فليمسح عليهما وليصلي فيهما ولا يخلعهما إن شاء إلا من جناب. أخرجه الدار قدني والحاكم وصححه. ناري لعمر رضي الله عنه in موقوف report saying of a companion, that's the meaning of موقوف, it's the saying of a companion. And Anas in مرفوع means attributed to the Prophet ﷺ. Hadith, if one of you perform ablution and puts on his 2 leather socks, let him perform wipe over them, means with water, and pray in them, and he may not take them off during washing for ablution, if he so wishes, except, means in case of bathing, for janaba, ejaculation or sexual impurity, reported by Ad-Darqutni and Al-Hakim, and the latter graded it sahih. وعن أبي بكرة رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه رخص للمسافر 3 أيام ولياليهن وللمقيم يوما وليلة إذا تطهر فلبس خفيه أن يمسح عليهما أخرجه الدارقطني وصححه ابن خزيمة. ناري أبو بكرة, may Allah be pleased with him, the Prophet ﷺ gave permission for the traveler to perform wiping over his leather socks for 3 days and nights, and for a non-traveler resident for a day and a night, if he had purified himself by performing ablution, and then put them on in a state of purity. Reported by Ad-Darqutni and graded sahih, authentic by Ibn Khuzaymah. وعن أبي بن عمارة رضي الله تعالى عنه أنه قال يا رسول الله أمسح على الخفين؟ قال نعم. قال يوم قال نعم قال ويومين قال نعم قال وثلاثة أيام قال نعم وما شئت أخرجه داود وقال ليس بقوي ناريري عبيد بن عمارة I ask O messenger of Allah may I wipe over the khufain leather socks the prophet ﷺ replied yes I ask for one day he replied yes means for one day I again ask and for 2 days he replied yes means for 2 days two I again ask and for 3 days he replied yes and as long as you wish reported by Abu Dawud who said it's not strong so this wording it's as long as you wish is not authentic rather the appointed time for for traveler to wipe over his socks is 3 days, 3 nights. For a resident, is 1 day, 1 night. Also, it should be known that the same ruling as the leather socks is the socks which is made of cotton and the like. These socks we usually use, which is not made of leather, has the same ruler, the same ruling of the leather socks because of authentic hadith. That Prophet ﷺ wipe over. Sheikh Al-Albani said 3 hadith are authentic in that. And some scholars, some Sahaba, they said, even analogy wise, it's the same ruling. Why the leather socks was allowed? Because it's not convenient to take it off. The same ruling is the normal socks. The same need, people need leather socks, they needed the normal socks. And that's what they wear. So it takes the same ruling. And there's authentic hadith. Also, as for wiping over the turban, that's when it is tied to the head. But it is this type of turban, imama, easy to take it off, then the person must wipe over. The same rule in the women. If it's not tied to it, it's just a khimar, for instance, she wipe over. Otherwise, she wipe over the on the khimar. It's like if she is in an area where there are non-mahram, for instance, she must cover his hair. In this case, she wipe over the imama, and that's sufficient. Wallahu a'lam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in.